Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China and Hungary are facing important opportunities as they celebrate the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties. He made the comment while speaking to his Hungarian counterpart Peter Szijjártó in Beijing. Wang said China is willing to implement the important consensus reached by the two heads of state and push bilateral relations to a higher level. Szijjártó told Wang that Hungary is opposed to decoupling from China and it is ready to strengthen cooperation under the Belt and Road Initiative. China has refuted a recent allegation by G7 countries claiming its non-market policies and practices are leading to overcapacity. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin called the accusation baseless hype.
China's new energy sector capacity is advanced and much needed capacity for green development, not overcapacity. The problem the world faces is not overcapacity, but a severe shortage of new energy products. China's green technology and products, especially the growth of the new energy industry, meet countries' need to address the energy crisis and respond to climate change.
Wang also cited a Bloomberg analysis which says China's ratio of exports to production is far lower than Germany, Japan, and South Korea. TikTok has responded to the latest US government ban, calling it unconstitutional. The popular video sharing platform promises to challenge it in court. Earlier, China's Commerce Ministry pledged to take all necessary measures to protect its legitimate interests. It urged the U.S. to respect the principles of market economy and fair competition. John Tarrant has more.
If ByteDance doesn't divest itself of TikTok within basically the next year and preferably sell it to a U.S. company, then the ban is going to be on. Now, TikTok is really angry about this. Although I have to say, people in the Senate seem very convinced that the legislation is actually pretty robust and that this ban is likely to take place now in 9 to 10 months. TikTok says, look, it's unfair. We've got 150 to 170 million people using it, a small minority running businesses on it. And they're going to do all they can to try and delay any kind of ban and potentially overturn it.
The Spanish Prime Minister says he will suspend public duties until next week. Pedro Sanchez is taking time off to decide whether he wants to continue leading the government following a probe of his wife. A Spanish court has been trying to establish if his wife Begoña Gómez committed a crime of influence peddling and corruption. Sanchez says the seriousness of the attacks against him and his wife merits a measured response. He is expected to announce his decision before the media next Monday. A U.S. official says his country secretly shipped long-range missiles to Ukraine in recent weeks and they have been used twice in battlefield. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the official said the missiles were part of a $300 million military package approved in March. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also confirmed this and told reporters that more is on the way. He added that Ukraine has committed to only use the weapons inside Ukraine, not in Russia. The Kremlin says the move will only force Russia to push Ukraine forces further back and expand what it regards as a buffer zone. A U.S. grand jury has charged 18 people with allegedly taking part in an Arizona fake elector scheme in 2020. The court papers list a former U.S. president, presumably Trump, as an unindicted co-conspirator. The indictment stems from efforts to reverse Joe Biden's victory in several states in 2020 based on false claims that Donald Trump had been re-elected. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays says the names of the 18 people will be made public later on. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is believed to be among those indicted. The World Health Organization says global immunization efforts have saved at least 154 million lives in the past 50 years, and the largest beneficiary was infants. The UN body notes that amounts to 6 lives saved every minute of every year. Thanks to various vaccines, a child born today is said to be 40% more likely to see their 5th birthday than a child born 50 years ago. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.